Pelham today received the following letter about recent federal tax increases. I thought I'd seen and heard it all, but evidently not. Our PM thinks that any boomer that managed to save a few bucks for retirement or pass it on to our kids is now money that will go to what Justin calls generational wealth. I was a skilled trade, unionized blue-collar worker who worked tons of overtime to build a nest egg for my retirement, and it was me who took the risks of investing, and any profit or loss was mine alone. I'd like to see Justin's tax returns, and if I had his personal wealth to hire great accountants, I'd venture a guess that I pay more tax than he does. The younger generation has many financial barriers against them, and I get that, but they're not asking the right questions, like Mr. Prime Minister, why is the younger generation having to struggle so much, because maybe we lost many good manufacturing jobs to Asia, Mexico, etc. by multinational corporations under NAFTA and allow them to bring in what we think is cheaper merchandise, duty-free. Unless we in the government change course, nothing will change and the tax increases in the generations to come will be monumental, just to pay the interest on our debt, $53 billion in interest only. J. Peter Voss. Welland.